sports show. Roll mine, sports show. The prime time, let's go. Roll mine, sports show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. It's been a while. We're going to talk about these first 2 weeks of the NFL, what's going on in the NFL. Topics are, Dallas gets Zeke back. They're 2-0 with Zeke. But Dak looks good, pretty good, too. Dak Prescott looks pretty good, too. 49ers, surprisingly, 2-0. No matter what, they're still 2-0. Patriots look like Super Bowl contenders. Nothing new, but as usual. AB is in New England. AB's exit from Oakland was pretty ugly. Eli gets benched for Daniel Jones. The New York Giants bench again. Eli Manning. Been being out for the season. Mason Rudolph the starter. Is it rebuilding mode now? Is it time for rebuilding mode? Jalen Ramsey trade talks. Who wants Jalen Ramsey? Who can he help on the defensive end propel their team to a Super Bowl title? Travis Kelce, Jalen Hurts, George Kittle. Who's the best tight end in football right now? The QB injury bug. Big Ben, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Nick Foles. Ay, ay, ay. Yikes. They are definitely detrimental to a team. And is it time to move on from Cam Newton? But first, let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys look pretty sharp and crisp, people. They had a lot of turmoil going on during the offseason. They were going to get Zach signed to a deal. Will he be there before the first game of the season? And people, Dallas, with their young defense, people, can possibly make a Super Bowl run. Possibly. I got to win the NFC East right now. The only team that could possibly beat them, and if they stay healthy, but history shows that Carson Wentz doesn't stay healthy, will be the Eagles. A lot of people in the country got their hopes up, hoping that the Eagles can keep Jerry's World and the Cowboys from making a Super Bowl appearance or win the NFC East Division. Dallas Cowboys running game. I'm just tell you, people, I'm just here to tell you my raw thoughts. This ain't even about just stats and numbers. I'm just telling you my raw thoughts in game, play by play. It's going to be tough to stop these guys. It's going to be tough. You got Dak at quarterback, Zeke in the backfield, Jason Witten coming from commentating back into the playing field. Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper. And they got a few more other people that can actually help out. Defensive end, I think they're ready to make this push. I think with Kellen Moore, he wants to throw the ball more with the Dallas Cowboys, with Dak. But I really feel like this team is really built around the run, and those guys get those play-action passes open off of the ability of how well Zeke can run the football. This is how I feel. They got the Miami Dolphins this week, which I know. Whew. Cowboys going 3-0. So, right now, Cowboys, I feel like, have enough to do what they have to do to get to the next level or possibly make a Super Bowl run or get into the NFC Championship. We shall see. Barring injuries. 49ers are 2-0. The thing that gets me about the 49ers, and yes, I love the 49ers. They are my team. I'm not trying to be biased. I'm just being realistic right now. This is a 2-0 that people are not going to talk about because they feel like it's a pretending team. And I get it. But they won two road games, people. Back to back. The 49ers haven't done that in 2-3 years. They haven't done that since they had that defense with Patrick Willis and the boys. The biggest problem with the 49ers is with Kyle Shanahan and the offense is that he needs a good quarterback to run the offense. When he drafted C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullen, they were who we thought they were. They were backups. So they are basically there to prepare for the starting quarterback to be in front of them. They were never in position to be starters. They are definitely there to be backups. Nick Mullen may have a chance to go elsewhere. C.J. Beathard might be too. But as of right now with this team and the offense, the way it runs, the offense is definitely built for Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt all last year. They had a promising year in their mind with Jimmy Garoppolo playing quarterback. But he got hurt. Now you got him back. I know a few people in preseason like, what is going on? I felt like it was rust. But I'm telling you people, the defense is loaded. Probably one of the best front sevens in football with Armstead, Solomon Thomas, Buckner, Joey Bosa. That's just to name a few right there alone. And they're young. This is a young team. Witherspoon at corner. Now, you know, of course, you got Richard Sherman at the other corner. He's a vet. But looking at this team overall, Pittsburgh with their injuries coming into San Francisco this week. San Francisco might go 3-0, people. And I'm going to tell you the schedule they got. They got them. They got the Cleveland Browns next. Can possibly go 4-0. They might get a head start on the NFC West. Because they can win all their games now and hopefully beat these good teams down the road. That these other two teams, like Seattle Seahawks and LA Rams, got to play. Now, gives them a little boost if they can keep the winning streak up. Because me personally, I feel like they can win division. The LA Rams are a lot different from last year, just looking at the game. Ty Gurley's not getting a heavy dose of carries. I know they're trying to save him for the playoffs. I get it. They got Cooper Kupp. Yeah, I like that. And they got the Brown guy running the football. But it's still different. It's just something different about them. The defense ain't the same. Sue's not there now. The Dominican Sue is not there anymore on the line. So now you ain't got to just block both. We know Aaron Donald is a monster, people. We know. And Donald is what he is. But it's just something about that LA Rams defense and the LA Rams team is just not the same to me. I don't know. I still got him in the toss-up. We know what Todd Gurley could do. The 49ers got a scheme. I don't know. Kyle Shanahan got dialed up where all three running backs look like they could run the football. From Tim McCoy before he got hurt. Matt Breida was a top five running back last year alone. Without even making the playoffs. Then you add the Wilson kid. No, Jared McKinnon still injured. Me personally, I'd get rid of him. Because the three-headed monster, the three backs you got, you can run the ball just about anybody in that offense, that zone offense, zone run. So regardless of what people think my raw thoughts is, I'm not going to be shocked if the 49ers in the playoffs this year. If Jimmy G can stay healthy. Jimmy G is the quarterback for this system right now as we speak. Compared to C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullen, he is the quarterback of this system. That's why they paid him all these big bucks. Kyle Shanahan liked what he loved about Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo has been behind Tom Brady for quite a few years. He has a great intellect with him. So, yeah, it makes a difference when you ain't got a star quarterback or the quarterback you paying this type of money to in the system. You got that right. That's one of the reasons why they've been down. The quarterback play has been horrible for the 49ers. Make a long story short, raw thoughts, I would not be surprised if the 49ers in the playoffs this year. Not at all. The Patriots look like Super Bowl contenders. Yeah, we know. Nothing new. I mean, nothing new. No matter who they acquire, they're always in the running. People, the Patriots are in the weakest division in football. Yes, they do beat people outside of the division. I'm going to cut that out. But still, they got an automatic 6 games. They could win, possibly. I know Miami beats them sometimes down there in Miami, but they ain't do it this year. So I know they're not going to beat them in Foxborough. It ain't happening. The Bills and the Jets, people are already high on the Buffalo Bills. Oh, slow your brakes, baby. Slow your brakes. You're still in that division. with the Patriots. People don't understand how the Patriots work, the coaching of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick can come into a game, some games, and run the ball heavy. Then some games, Tom Brady might throw over 300 plus yards. Then some games, he come back running. The offense, and people never talk about the defense. The offense does score, but people never give that defense any credit because of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But Belichick is the one who has the mindset for the defense. That defense is prepared for any team out there at times, people. But nobody gives them the credit. And right now, in the records, in the NFL power ranking, the Patriots are the number one defensive team in football right now. Now they add A.B., Antonio Brown. This could be one of those situations where Antonio Brown could be like Randy Moss. When Randy Moss was there, and numbers were huge. It could be one of those situations. If they healthy, Patriots possibly could go undefeated. We can see. Added A.B., Josh Gordon. These kids, these two guys are very talented wide receivers. Regardless of the troubles or the divas or the outside things, when I'm talking about football, straight up football, these guys can play. Then you got a good running back, Michelle, coming out the backfield. With Tom Brady and Edelman. It's going to be a tough team to beat, guys. Definitely going to be a tough team to beat. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing new. It ain't even no surprise. So don't be surprised if you see the Patriots once again in the Super Bowl. Hopefully Kansas City can prove us wrong. But no injuries happen. If they keep playing like this, Tom Brady might be hosting another Vince Lombardi trophy. But in other news, with the Patriots, the new acquired wide receiver they have, Antonio Brown. It's a bad exit out of Oakland. But in a way, I don't know if it was more so he didn't want to be there or this was like intentionally set up is what people say. Because when you look at the Oakland Raiders, I do feel like AB wants to win. And let's be clear, he's in the AFC West if he was playing with Oakland. They're not going to beat Kansas City. They're not going to beat the L.A. Chargers. Regardless of the L.A. Chargers, they get to the playoffs. Phillip Rivers gets them in the playoffs every single year. What they do in the playoffs is another discussion. But they get there. Now you got those two teams. I don't really see a wild card coming out of the AFC West. It might be just Kansas City and the L.A. Chargers. But not the Oakland Raiders with it. I don't see it. I think that's what AB saw. Yeah, he might have got paid, but winning football games, the defense isn't there. I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like they're a team right now to continue. I think they're in rebuild mode. I think they did want to have a few players to bring in. AB would probably sold tickets. People want to come see watch Antonio Brown play. You know, Derek Carr is fine, but it ain't enough. You know, they need more. So who knows? Maybe AB was just ready to get out of there anyway and didn't even care about the money. And it was so funny that just as soon as they released him, the Patriots picked him up right away. They didn't even wait a week later. They picked him up instantly. Ironic, right? How ironic. But now he has these allegations about the abuse to the girl, the women. Look, I'm just going to be raw here, people. I don't know the situation, but it's very ironic how that situation came up. This lady been a trainer for him for years. Now, all of a sudden, now he raped her, this, that, yada, yada, yada. Now, you wait till 2015. It's been a while since he was training her. Now, you wait till now to bring out all these allegations. Now, you about to get married. You want $1.5 million. I don't know if she want I don't even know if she want have some money for the wedding. I don't know what it is. But I'm pretty sure he's paying you good, and now all of a sudden now you want to go out. I guess he fired you. Something happened. But this should have been came out, not wait till now to come out. And who knows? You might have let him get a little bit. No offense, people, just being raw here. You might gave him a little bit and try to make it seem like he just raped you. We don't know. There's always two sides or three sides to the story. Her side, his side, and the truth. But one thing about it, it's just ironic how it came out now. When he was with Pittsburgh, this didn't come out. At all. And he was doing these things then, when he was in Pittsburgh. And we didn't hear none of this. I called it opportunist at its best. But hey, I hope the situation goes well for both of them. Resolve it. However, AB trying to win championship. Whatever it is, just resolve it. That's something that you don't need to keep dealing with each and every week. I just hope it gets resolved on both ends. Eli gets benched for Daniel Jones. People, I have been saying this for a while. All due respect to Eli. Eli's a great, humble guy. The Manning family, one of the chosen families of the NFL, from Archie to Peyton Manning to Eli. And I just feel like, I always felt like Eli was going to get more leeway than most quarterbacks because of Peyton Manning, because of his daddy. The bloodline he come from. It's a little different when you're talking about the Mannings. But that team is young. I think Daniel Jones can relate to that younger group. You know, a lot of these receivers are injured. I think Daniel Jones can relate to these injured receivers. If Eli's going to be starting quarterback, it got to be elite receivers there or guys who are vets who've been there for years, and then that'll be different. But this group is young. I think Daniel Jones can honestly relate better to this young group. The morale of this team will be picked up even more. Even though Eli hasn't really done bad, to some people say he's done bad, I'm not going to say he's done bad, but he just doesn't fit this team is what the young folks say. The vibe is different. The vibe is different. That 0-2, why not pull it? And I get it. They picked this guy up in the first round. Eli should have known this. But I think with the organization of the Giants, they feel like Eli, they owe Eli whatever for the 2 Super Bowl rings, which I think the defense really helped out a lot. Eli chunked the football to David Tyree, who got released the next year, who really made a great adjustment to the football to try to catch it. But we all know that always goes to the credit of the quarterback. But I feel like the organization, that might feel like they owe something to him because he got them 2 Super Bowls. I feel like it was an overall team effort in those Super Bowls. Not really more so Eli. So I guess they wanted to make it feel like when Eli ready to retire, we're just going to let him retire and go off in the sunset on his own. We're going to give at least that respect. But me personally, this was a good move. The last person who benched Eli got fired. Maybe Pat Shurmur don't get fired. But I just feel like the vibe and the energy will be much different with Daniel Jones. What they win or lose, it still will be a different vibe because it's rebuilding mode. And it may not be this year, but I see things changing around for the Giants maybe next year, if not this year. We'll see what Daniel Jones could do. Big Ben is out for the season, people. Mason Rudolph is a starter. The defense ain't stopping nobody. I think it's time to rebuild. The only reason Big Ben will come back next year is because of the contract he got. And he got to finish out his contract. If it weren't for that, I think Big Ben would have retired right away after that injury right there. He, remember, a while back, he was contemplating retirement until he got that contract extension. If he was in the last year's contract, Big Ben will say it's time to give it up. He was trying to give it up then. I definitely know he would try to give it up now. But he got to play out the contract. Unless he's going to be like Andrew Luck and forget about the contract and just retire anyway. He could. But everybody ain't Andrew Luck. Everybody want every ounce, every dime they can get. So I get it. But I think it's time for rebuilding mode. Le'Veon Bell was gone. AB is gone. Now you got Big Ben hurt. Those 3 guys, regardless of what the media tries to paint the picture of, they all were compatible with each other. You know, Juju Schuster. One thing about Pittsburgh Steelers, they always get receivers. Like, year in, year out, don't matter. Like, receivers come and go. Like, Juju Schuster will be a top 5 receiver before you know it in the NFL. May not sure right now, but he will. Because Pittsburgh has done this since Hines Ward. From Hines Ward, Centennial Holmes, Emmanuel Sanders, Plaxico Burress was there, Antonio Brown, of course, right now, you see. And now you got Juju Schuster. So I'm just giving you examples, guys. Like, receivers come and go. People make it seem like it's a big deal getting Antonio Brown gone. Receivers come and go. And Antonio Brown never won a Super Bowl than Hines Ward did. Centennial Holmes did. So, I mean, that's what happens in the league. You know, they come, they go. The older you get, the fresher they try to get. That simple. The older you get, the fresher the team tries to get with younger talent who can do just as much. And for cheap. Better. Until. And then, of course, they get that big cut payday. But sometimes it goes out. But right now, I like Mason Rudolph. I don't care what nobody say. Mason Rudolph, regardless of the team at Oklahoma State. Mason Rudolph put up points, people, at Oklahoma State. He put up some numbers. Scoring was never a problem with Oklahoma State Cowboys when Mason Rudolph was a quarterback. The team looked different last week with Mason Rudolph playing quarterback because he got everybody involved. Everybody trying to write the Pittsburgh Steelers off. Baltimore's playing well. But let's hold your thoughts, people. Let's see what Pittsburgh Steelers still do, people, with Mason Rudolph. Because some people do bad at the beginning of the season. It's still the beginning of the season, people. And then before you know it, by week 8, week 9, we be talking different about all these teams that's doing bad. So let's just hold the brakes real quick, people. Hold the brakes. But I hope Big Ben gets well. Jacksonville Jaguars talk, people. I'm talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. And there, Jalen Ramsey has requested a trade. There's a few teams that use Jalen Ramsey. But they want 2 first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey. I don't know what the negotiations are. They say sources say it's the NFC team, the AFC team asking about them. They won't ever discuss who that definitely is. But we can see. We'll see where he goes. I like him with the 49ers. Moving possibly Richard Sherman to free safety. Him and Jacquees Tart back there. Making plays. And then you add Jalen Ramsey with Witherspoon on one side. With the front 7, they get cover sacks. But you got a few other teams that may have a different name or feeling about it too. So we'll see, people. We'll see. But he still wants to play. But I guess he feel like time is up in Jacksonville. I think he sees that this team is not going nowhere soon. Nick Foles got hurt. Probably took the morale of the team because they found out had a decent quarterback that could make plays. Why? 3 tight ends in the NFL, people. George Kittle, 3 of the best tight ends in the NFL. George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz. I'm going to hold off on who's the best because I'm going to let this season go through. But what I've been seeing lately and the talent and ability with a good quarterback, I like George Kittle. And I ain't trying to be biased because I love the 49ers. That's my team. But I'm looking at Zach Ertz, and I'm looking at Travis Kelce, and I'm looking at what George Kittle had to play with for the last 2 years. Zach Ertz has Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. Nick Foles got Zach Ertz a Super Bowl ring. He's a pretty good quarterback. I ain't going to say top 5, but I mean, he's a lot better than C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins and Brian Hoyer. And then we know we got the reigning MVP. Should have went to the Super Bowl last year. Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to Travis Kelce. So, that's a no-brainer too. My thing is what separates them is their blocking ability. The way they block off the run. I'm seeing Kerry Kittle getting a lot of plays and open up the run game for the 49ers. Travis Kelce, he's okay. Zach Ertz, he's okay. Them guys are not really – I mean, the receiving part is what you see. And you got to have a good quarterback or a quarterback that's going to throw the ball to you multiple times to say who's better. So when you talk about the way the person is better is because the attempts that they get thrown at them. Like, those quarterbacks that Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz have are going to throw the ball at them consistently. See, they both make bad decisions, take sacks. Nick Mullins, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's just still young. So don't look for that. Jimmy G is there now. Let's see what Kerry Kittle does. Excuse me, George Kittle does with Jimmy G. And then we'll make our decision on really who's the best tight end in football. We shall see. We shall see. The QB injury bug. Man. The NFL. Whew. This is truly hurt the NFL. Big Ben, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Nick Foles. Those are four. We got more. Sam Darnold got six, so he'll be back. Those four alone. Big Ben in Pittsburgh is what some people say could make or break playoffs. Cam Newton hurt, make or break playoffs. Drew Brees needs to be back, but he'll be back week 8, week 9. Hopefully they'll win enough games because they have them win that division. But y'all don't know if they can win that division without Drew Brees right now. And Nick Foles was the hope to get Jacksonville over the hump at the quarterback position. Looking at these teams right now, Mason Rudolph might can help Pittsburgh get wins. Don't know about the guy behind Cam Newton yet, just that yet. Josh Dobbs is in there for Nick Foles. But Dobbs is in there for Nick Foles. We'll see what he can do. Teddy Bridgewater. Or Hill could possibly be there in that position. I don't know who's going to really start the rest of the year until he gets back. But I don't know, Drew Brees. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater just got thrown in. Maybe they'll have some better plays for Teddy Bridgewater to run, to help him score. So I'm not going to just throw in the bag on Teddy Bridgewater yet. Because now, you know, Sean Payton has a chance to work with him the whole week. Prepare him instead of Drew Brees. Prepare him for the next game. We'll see, people. But out of all these four, I'm thinking Mason Rudolph can get the job done. Whoever the backup is to these four, I think Mason Rudolph can get the job done. So out of these four, the best team that still has a chance to win possibly the division or get to the playoffs, I still would say Pittsburgh Steelers, if they depend on the backup the entire year, because Mason Rudolph's going to be there the whole year. Drew Brees will be back. He just need these guys to get these wins now. Cam Newton will be back. Just need to get these wins now. Nick Foles out the whole season. So Dobbs, I don't know if Dobbs can win that division now. I had Jacksonville win the division with Nick Foles. Now Houston can possibly win this division or the Titans. But it won't be Jacksonville. I can assure you that. It's time to move on from Cam Newton. If it's time to move on from Cam Newton, it's time to move on from Riverboat Run. That's like a 2-deal package. I don't think Carolina's ready for that. It ain't too much you can get out there. A lot of people always talk a lot of junk about Cam Newton, but Cam Newton sells a lot of tickets. Cam Newton is a big part of the Carolina Panthers, period. Him and Luke Kuechly. So if you're going to go get something, it better be something a lot better than Cam Newton. Consistent, as in passing overall. But me personally, I'm not going to say, let's hold off on moving over Cam Newton. 8 years or not, Cam Newton's still there. And if he can play, he needs to be in Carolina as a starter. No questions about it. Well, people, those are my raw thoughts. Topics. But I'm about to give you my top five NFL teams in the NFL this year so far. Number five. I know you'd be shocked, think I'm crazy. San Francisco 49ers. With Jimmy G, they look a lot better. The vibe is different. I feel like they're better than what people think they are. Because he's actually playing. If he can stay healthy, this team is a much better team, people. So what they're winning is not a surprise to me because they got who they wanted. This was a dumb moment. Jimmy G's back. This is why we pay him this money. Defense even playing better. We're putting up points. First time in a while, 49ers put up 40-plus points or 30-plus or more in two games. This is new to the 49ers right now. And they won them both on the road. Both games on the road. Baltimore Ravens right now, because Lamar Jackson looks unstoppable. We'll see this will pan out the rest of the year. But he does have Greg Roman. the former 49ers offensive coordinator, who was the offensive coordinator for Colin Kaepernick, who kind of have the same styles. Him and Colin Kaepernick has the same styles. So maybe this can be the year the Baltimore Ravens can make something happen in the playoffs. We'll see. Dallas Cowboys, hands down right now, both sides of the football, going to be a tough matchup for people. The run, ground, and pound with the play action, it's going to be tough. That's my number three team. Baltimore was number four. 49ers was number five. Number two team, Kansas City. No matter what, Patrick Mahomes makes everybody look better than what they are. He's fun to watch. Look like they back to the same playing game they were last year. On the way back to the AFC Championship. Then my number one team. You already know. No surprise. Duh. Patriots. Ain't nothing else to talk about. Just Patriots, number one. That's it. Number five, 49ers. Number four, Baltimore Ravens. Number three, Dallas Cowboys. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. Number one, New England Patriots. My raw thoughts for today. This podcast is on every podcast player you can think of. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. Check me out. That's it, folks, for my raw talk topics. Woo! Anything is possible.